Bom. The conference is now being recorded.
All right, welcome everyone to this special Monday night True Team Advanced Training Call for Ameriplan USA. Real privilege to be able to be with you. Of course, this is a special call for all of us at Ameriplan, for all of us in True Team. And just a special update. Normally during this transition time, you would hear National Sales Director O.H. Brown. And O.H. is with his dad in North Carolina, who's in the hospital. And everything seems to be okay. His dad is elderly and dealing with a little bit of congestive heart failure. But he does put out a word requesting our prayers. And we just love and appreciate O.H. And we're praying for his dad in North Carolina. Welcome to this Monday night advanced training call. I'm real excited because it's a brand new year in Ameriplan. Grab a pen and paper. We're going to talk to you about what this means in Ameriplan for you as a broker, what it means for your pocket, for making money, for winning the contest awards and goal setting that we're doing. And really, this message, this training is entitled, quite simply, New Beginnings. It's a new beginning. The Ameriplan year runs from June 1st to June 1st. That's our fiscal year. All of our contests, all of the various awards, recognition, the national convention, all coincide with this Ameriplan calendar year. And we have several different real special types of recognition and awards that the company does, and then there'll be different things that the team does, your sponsor may do. A lot of fun, a lot of great recognition. All of it is recognizing people as they're building their business for various levels of achievement, indicating that they're on track. And really, that's what it's all about right there, okay? Being on track. And these are like barometers of being on track. That's what it means when we talk about the ACE, Ameriplan Council of Eagles. It's a reward program recognizing people that are on track for success. That's what it is. The Top Producer Trip is a recognition award for the top producers in Ameriplan. And all of it starts on June the 1st. Now, the picture that I really want you to get before we get into some of these details, what it is, how do you win it, you know, how many do you need, what do you have to do, and how do you go about doing that? We're going to go into all of that tonight, because it's all winners here, champion warrior winners. And the very interesting thing about us as we meet right here at the beginning of this new Ameriplan year is quite simply this. We all start off based upon these award programs on level ground. I have no brokers. I have no members. It's the first week of June. Well, maybe the one or two we've put on, right? You have no zero and zero. Mark Jarvis, our top income earner, the $1 million man, has zero and zero. He has no members. He has no brokers. He has no strength toward winning the top producer trip. He has had no game. And we all stand right here on level ground, the beginning of this new Ameriplan year. And this is very cool because what it does is it gives a fresh start to you and me and everybody in our organization. It's a fresh start. Look, we've got a lot of great recognition and accomplishments that have happened in our team. We've got a lot of promotions, people winning the trips, people, so many ACE. So many member and broker Council of Eagle ACE winners. Really, it's tremendous, and we'll see that recognition in Dallas in just 2.5 weeks from now, and it's going to be a big blast to see all of our ACEs come up on the stage and be awarded the ACE watch. Say, well, you get a watch? So what? Oh, it means a lot more than the watch. By the way, I'm not ashamed of my watch. I was the number 3. Recruiter in all of Ameriplan last year. I came in number 3 and I wear my gold ACE watch. And I was happy to be beat, kind of sorted, if there is such a thing. I don't know if that's even true. You try to say that to be nice. But at least it was by my guy, you know. Troy Cotterman, True Team National Sales Director, number 1 ACE. And our great friend Roger Kamen, our own upline, who we introduced our system to, the number 2 ace. It's great to be up there. And you know what's always so interesting? These are the guys that win the top producer trip. Rick Weidel, number 5 ace, won the top producer trip. You start looking at the people that are the top ace recruiters in Ameriplan year to year. And isn't it amazing that they also end up being the top income earners, the ones that make national sales director, the ones that go on to build the greatest check? They become the six-figure income earners. They wear on their right hand the gold and diamond ring of Ameriplan founders, called Ameriplan Founders Ring. And how do they get there? Well, they work their business, but you can be sure they came by the route of being an ace. Yeah, you want to be an ace. Those are the winners. Those are the ones that are on track. They're the ones that make it. Matter of fact, we are all on equal ground. There are people right here listening to my voice tonight who are going to make the decision to be the number one ace in Ameriplan. Jane Jones won the number one position in Ameriplan. She put on an average of like 30 brokers a month. She set the record in the company for the year. Unbelievable. You'll see her recognized as the top ace. There are people out there that this should be your year now. You're going to certainly finish in the top 10 aces. 2 years in a row, Troy Cotter, last year number one, this year number 9 ace. Is it no wonder he wins the top producer trip and he goes on to be one of the top income earners in Ameriplan? This is the path that we come. There's a common thread of commonality among those that are this successful and the top income earners. They're top recruiters. They learn how to put on business. They learn there's attrition. They learn that you can't push a rope. They learn that you just got to go through the people to find those that will. Get in the game and work this thing with the eye of the tiger. I was getting myself excited and pumped up before this call, and I was listening to some, you know, of my favorite music, and I was listening to Eye of the Tiger. I don't know if this is going to pick up over the phone or over the web or not, but I can feel that. Can you get that off the web? Remember Rocky with the Eye of the Tiger? He was gonna win. We're all standing here on equal ground, guys. Do you understand? Right now, no brokers, no members. The year starts now. Who has the eye of the tiger? Who has got the eye of the tiger? The ones that can go the distance for 12 months and accomplish these achievements that are put forth through these recognition and award programs are the ones that go on to be the top income earners in Ameriplan. So it's time to win. It's time to set a goal to win. You want to be a winner? Here's how you break it down. You set a goal. Then you break that goal down into doable pieces. And then you apply yourself equal to the achievement you seek as your goal. The ACE goal. First of all, let's start with the ACE goal, to become a member of the Ameriplan Council of Eagles. To be an ACE, you win a watch, you win a pin, you win this recognition, you go across the stage, but even more importantly, you go the path that the winners go that build their business on to National Sales Director and on to Founders Rings in Ameriplan. To be an ACE recruiter, you need to put on 40 brokers this calendar year, this Ameriplan fiscal year, which starts June 1st and ends the last day of May, 2005. Can you believe we're saying 2005? 2004 is half over. It's amazing. And what we're going to do is we track this and we break it down. Okay, if I need 40 brokers to be on the American Council of Eagles for broker recruitment, then I need 3.3 brokers per month average to be an ace. That should be a minimum goal. You should write it down right now and pin it up on your wall, and it should be there. 40 brokers, ace, 3.3 per month. I will win the Ace Watch. I will be an ace recruiter in AmeriPlan. The ace member enrollments require 80 members in this fiscal year. 80 members worked out to 6 to 8 members per month. Between 6 and 8 members per month. And you win the ace member council. Set your goal to be an ace. But those of you who are on the 12 to 24 month plan to 100 grand, set your goal to be in the top 10. It is those that are in the top 10 that go on to make 100 grand on their 12 to 24 month plan. You set a goal right now to become a top ace in AmeriPlan. A top ace in AmeriPlan puts on between 10 and 20 brokers per month. An average between 10 and 20 brokers per month. That gets you in the fight for the top 10. 5 a month, they say, puts you on the 24-month plan. Oh, it takes more than just simply recruiting, but these are recruiting goals along with recognition programs that you know you're on the right track, okay? And then there's some out there, just one or two, with a warrior eye of the tiger that says, this is my year. I'm going to win the ace broker recruitment title this year. This is my year. And it will be your year, and along with it will come national sales director, and along with that will come the founder's ring of a six-figure income earner in AmeriPlan. It's really worth it. This is how you back into it. You digest it and dissect it down into a monthly workable goal. You need 3.3 a month just to be an ace recruiter. You need 10 to 20 a month to be in the top 10. And you need to have the eye of the tiger to win it all. And I wish it upon you, and I'm so excited that 12 months from now, we'll come right back here and celebrate with those top aces who said, I made a decision. The first week of June, the beginning of this new year, I was going to be in the top 10 of the ACES, period. Now, when you make that goal and you make that decision, here's what you do. Number one, you put it in an email and you email it to your sponsor and send me a copy to steve@trueTM.net. I want to see it boldly claimed with victory. My goal is to be this, to finish with that. And I'm going for it. Send a copy of it to your sponsor. Send a copy of it to me, steve@trueTM.com. or steve@trueTM.net, either one will work, and we want to be rooting you on the whole year through as you strive to be a top performer in your business and in this company. You know, there's no doubt these are the people that make the money. It's inevitable. The top producer trip is really cool. I like the top producer trip almost as much as I like the ace trip. I mean, the ACE Award. I like winning the watch. There's no doubt. I love my gold watch. I wear it proudly, and it's a great tool. As people ask me about my watch and my diamond and gold AmeriPlan founder's ring, it's impressive. And it's good to look down and say, yeah, I did it. You know, I was the number 3 ace. And it's really, really powerful to be able to share it with others. It's great posture. It's leadership. It's exemplary. It's what winners do, and now it's time to win. And nobody has an advantage over you. We all start right here on equal ground with zero brokers and zero members. ACE gives everybody a chance on equal ground to be recognized. The top producer trip is for those people that are driving their check. They win a fantastic trip. I've won the top producer trip each year. I've been in the company And, you know, last year we got to go to Atlantis, Paradise Island in the Bahamas. And I do believe that Atlantis is probably the very finest hotel in the world, certainly ranked up in the top three. It's an unbelievable place, built obviously around the theme of Atlantis, an underwater paradise, the lost city of Atlantis. Extraordinary all-expense-paid company trip for the top producers who have an annual increase in their residual income of $25,000 or more annually. We've got over 40 going this year on this trip. It's exciting. We're going this year to Vancouver, British Columbia. And the top 10 of the top producers win an extension. Last year, we were, as you know, we finished the top producer last 2 years in a row. And last year, our reward was an upgrade to a suite in the tower at Atlantis in Paradise Island. It was unbelievable. This year, as finishing in the top 10 as the top producer in Ameriplan, number one, thanks to you, we're winning a long weekend extension up at Whistler's Resort, some very exclusive, famous hideout of the rich and famous outside of British Columbia. Really cool to win this stuff, to travel, to be able to do that. Julie and I love that. I mean, we just love being able to go with the winners and celebrate this way. We love it. It's fantastic. Would you decide for me right now that you're going to win? Now, I don't want this to come across wrong or cocky or anything, but I do have the eye of the tiger, and I am going to win. I will win again. I will again be the top producer in Ameriplan. My annual increase will beat or exceed that of anyone else's annual increase in this company, or you will have to come through this phone wire and kill me to stop me. Because it's all about Eye of the Tiger. Will you decide and claim the victory that you're going to win the top producer trip this year? You're going to win in the top 10 of the top producers. How hard is it to win the top producer trip? We're talking about annual increases here. We're talking about making money now. We like that even more. But, you know, you're going to find that you don't get there without being a top ace. So these are not two separate things. They're so closely related, you wouldn't believe it. See, there aren't people winning the top producer trip who aren't top ace recruiters. So that's just how it goes. And these are barometers. These are goals. These allow you to break it down into bite-sized chunks to know how to face your year now. But if you're deciding to win the top producer's trip, what exactly do you need to see happen financially to your check, and how does that work? Let's talk about a couple of those details here right now. You need between approximately $185, $190 a month increase to your residual income builder's bonus in order to win the top producer trip. Every single month, you need to increase your check by about $190. If you'll do that for 12 consecutive months, you will have a $25,000 annual increase to your income, and you will win the top producer trip. And you'll go with us to an exotic location that if I told you right now, I would be beheaded in the morning. So I'm going to tell you right now, this top producer trip, you want to win. You want to be going with us next year on the top producer trip. You need to move your check by $190 a month. You need to make a decision to do it. You need to put it in writing, email it to yourself, your sponsor, and me, steve@trueteam.com, and claim it, and then work it and go after it with an absolute eye of the tiger. I am going to win, for we all start out on level ground. Now, if you had no team, no organization, how could you possibly win the top producer trip? I want to digest it for you into some very simple terms. First of all, you need to discuss with your sponsor going as earned rather than taking the advances that Ameriplan pays. It's real cool to take these advances, and if you need them to eat, you should. However, it's a lot wiser, and it grows a truer residual income check to not take the advances and to be paid as earned, so that your 30% level residual commission is going straight into that account. You don't have to ever be concerned about chargebacks, and your income is tracked and grown on a residual basis based upon the business that you write and the business that is written in your organization. There's new brokers out there that are making the decision right now, they're going to win the top producer trip. So what we did in Atlantis last year, what we're going to do in British Columbia and then Whistler this year, and if we're going somewhere exotic next year, they want to go. So they're going to commit to drive their check by $185 increase each month, and that is going to win them the top producer trip. What do they have to do? If they did nothing but frontline brokers, by putting on 20 brokers a month, themselves, as earned, not taking advances, because when you take an advance, you don't have residual income until the advance is ticked down or paid back. You know, each month, the commission you would be getting is being credited towards the advance. But if you're going as earned, and you're just taking this as earned rather than through advances, you could put on 20 a month and win the top producer trip right there if you had no organization at all. But of course, that won't happen, because if you're putting on 20 a month, you're going to be popping one or two RSDs a month. You're going to be getting the builder's bonus overrides on your organization, and that also is going to count. So it's not only the residual income from the business that you personally write, but it's the builder's bonus by overriding your sales directors. That's how the comp plan works. And we're going to talk more about the comp plan in the upcoming weeks to help you understand it, because there really is a strategy to working your business according to the comp plan to maximizing your check. But you say, well, where do I start? Well, you start by being an ace, right? We're methodically unfolding some advanced training and goal strategizing for those that are going for the gold. All of you wild Eye of the Tiger warrior champions out there. Now, if you're new and we're starting to lose you here, don't worry about it, okay? Just don't worry about it. What you need to know, quite frankly, is this. You got to be in the game, right in business. You got some targeted goals you need to hit. And if you hit them, you're on pace to win. And that's what we want to do, win. We want to build a check. We want to win. We want to be accomplished, successful, financially independent, free entrepreneurs in America. That's what we're after. And this is how you break it down into various goals and to break it down into winning these things, because the whole direction of these is to put you on pace to win and drive your check. So considering that you're not going to be putting on 20 brokers a month yourself without seeing downline activity, unless you're absolutely neglecting to build people, which is where we're going next. The top producer trip should not be a pie-in-the-sky goal for anyone. If I've won it ever since I've been in this company, and so have several others, and so should you, if you're after a pace, the 2 to 3 year plan to 100 grand. Now, this is where it always gets kind of messy, and my warriors know it. They chuckle when we talk about it, you know, but we don't want to offend you if you're not here trying to break the records, and, you know, you're going at your own pace, and, you know, I have some of the best friends I've ever made in this business, and they're not ever going to make $100,000 a year in residual income, probably. Probably not. By the way, that's not their goal. You see, they're in their 50s, 60s, 70s. And their goal is simply to supplement their little poor retirement income enough to have a few of the modern comforts of home. And in some cases, just to have enough to be able to buy their prescription. You know, they're listening to all this young whippersnapper, these young bucks going for ace and top producer and all that, and they're chuckling, you know, they're probably going to live a lot longer than us. But we're after something. I mean, we have a big dream, we have a big goal, we have a reason for doing it, and we're after it. They honor and respect us. They're building AmeriPlan at their pace for their own goals and for their own accomplishments. They love us. They root us on, by the way. But, you know, they're listening to some of this stuff, or maybe you're new and think, man, you know, I just, all I'm trying to do is pay off my credit cards. I'm just looking to make an extra few. We've got a place for you. Did I lose sound there? Okay, I got it. Can you guys hear me all right out there? Microphone check.
Yep.
All right, thanks, guys. So, you know, there's a place for everyone. There are people on various paces. There's some people out there, you know, they're not chasing after this type of financial freedom and quickly that others are. And that's okay. You know, that really is okay. But I'm talking to you who want it, who need it, and who are doing whatever it takes, willing to do whatever it takes in order to have it this year. You need to be a top ace. You need to make a goal right now that you're going to be a top ace, a top 10 or the top ace in AmeriPlan. You're going to win the top producer trip. You know how to drive your check as earned. Boy, emails are already starting to come in from you guys. I love it. People making decisions, absolutely committed to do whatever it takes. One of my favorite warriors, Crystal Cousins, about to make senior regional sales director. She's the one that took the bus to convention last year. I will be a top ace recruiter this year. She's writing me. I will be a TPP winner. I will be NSD by the end of 2004. I am a winner, and I will do it. Watch out, because here I come. And then she's lovable after that and success with a lot of love. Crystal Cousins, I love you so much, sweetheart. We got warrior champions out there. They will. They are. And they're claiming it, they're writing it out, they're emailing it to their sponsors, to their upline right now, and they're making their yearly goal. And you know what? Watch. She's the first email I got when I put out this task. She's an A-plus student who does everything I've ever asked her to do, unconditionally, sacrificially. You don't even know from sacrifice, okay? You don't even know yet. And she will be an NSD, a top ace, and a TPP winner. She'll wear the founder's ring next year on AmeriPlan. Watch. These are the ones who win. Write it down. Email it to your sponsor. Send me a copy to steve@trueachievement.com. Claim it. Digest it. Dissect it down into your monthly goal. And then let's get up and get it done, okay? And let's talk about that now. Let's talk about getting up and getting it done. We've got some goals. We've got it broken down into some monthly goals. We understand we're never going to be able to put on less than 3-4 brokers a month to get anywhere, you know, if you're shooting for ace anyway, and you really want to be looking at 10 to 20 if you want to be in monster championship territory. Now let's talk about working with people to get it done. This is not a training call where I'm going to be focusing on teaching you how to recruit to become an ace. Because quite frankly, everything we do, the systems that we recommend, all the training that's happening, most especially your sponsor, is ready to show you how to be a top ace. Anyone on this phone that wants to be can be a top ace recruiter in AmeriPlan. The system is proven. It's proven itself over and over again. That's not the challenge. The challenge may be for you to get the mentoring, find out the system, and be bad before you're good, and have the work ethic to get it all done, you know? But the challenge is not that we don't have a system to do it. I'm not going to dissect that piece of the system for you right now, but I want to focus the next step on building people. In an advanced training, I want to talk to you about building people. You see, it doesn't matter, really, that we have mastered the recruiting skills, tools, and strategies to be the top recruiters in AmeriPlan. Again, the number one fast-growing team. It doesn't matter. What really matters at this point to you is the duplication factor that's involved. All right? I mean, we have learned we can basically take any monkey who's willing to work and make him a top recruiter. We have learned that. We've done it. We got, you know, I'm proof. I started it. And I didn't have a clue what I was doing. So, and we've seen it go time and time again from elderly senior people to teenagers, from people with an IQ not bigger than a nickel to you just wouldn't imagine who. And they absolutely have proof we can put on business at will. But we have an epidemic. And I want to talk to you about this epidemic and how to stop leader right now. Because your key to winning is no doubt in working with people, building people and duplicating. And if we have a shortfall that we really need to fix this year and our greatest room for improvement, let's call it that, right? Let's call it our greatest room for improvement is not in recruiting strategies, systems, scripts. We've already killed all that. We got all that down pat. If you don't, and you need to be calling your sponsor first thing in the morning and saying, this guy's talking about recruiting at will, top recruiters in the company, ace at will, systems proven, I don't know what to do. And then your sponsor will work out exactly step by step with you and customize the system for you, right? But the epidemic that we have and what we really need to fix, and what we're, by the way, guilty of this, is that we have created some recruiting maniacs in the last year that can literally put on 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 or more brokers even in a month. I mean, we have seen some people and taught some people and have some people that can just throw on some unbelievable numbers. But what happens is that those people are not getting trained. They're not duplicating. The attrition is too high, and they're not seeing the leaps in the growth of their check. So, you know, it's kind of like, let's go to a sports analogy for a minute and talk about that baseball player, you know, and he keeps swinging, get up to the bat, keep swinging. Well, we're going to teach this guy how to swing, right? And we're going to teach him, you just keep swinging. You're in a slump, keep swinging. Go play stand up, get yourself pumped up, keep swinging. And we'll teach them to keep swinging, and we'll teach them to use the tools, use the script, use the system repetitively until he can mechanically get it down, because we can teach a monkey to do it. There's no doubt about it. But the problem lies in when you finally get into that groove, right, and you get into that recruiting groove, and you're just, man, your swing is starting to get smoother. You were bad before you were good. You paid that price. And, man, you're swinging, you know. And you're hitting some out of the park, you're getting some doubles, some singles, you got follow-up, the pipeline is full, you're working the system. Well, then you get in what I call the recruiting mania phenomenon. A recruiting mania phenomenon means that it becomes nothing more at that point than another notch on the belt, rather than a person to build a business partnership with. And if we have one area where I would see as a team, as an organization, and you know, maybe as a company, if I might be so bold, for improvement, greatest area for improvement, it's in this area of the duplication of building people. And one of the problems is that we've become so darn good at recruiting with all of our tools and systems staying on the cutting edge with it that you can have a great measure of success without having ultimate success. You see, if that home run hitter, if that baseball player is standing there swinging, right, and he connects with the ball, but he doesn't get up, drop the bat, and go do first base, second base, third base, round the bases to home, he doesn't score. Well, we're seeing a tendency to see a lot of people up there swinging and knocking some out of the park, but they're not running the bases to get the score. My friend, if you're putting on 5-10 brokers a month and you're not seeing one regional sales director a month on average out of that, then you have mastered recruiting and you're failing in the area of duplication and people building. Now, I've seen times when I was seeing three, maybe one time five, my sponsor one time, nine regional sales directors in a month. advanced on its front line, on our front line. So we know this is attainable, but we know that it requires a diversity of your business building strategy and skills and an emphasis on working with people, and we're not in a numbers countdown. We're not ticking off notches on our belt for the sake of being the top recruiter. Being the top recruiter is great when it's backed up by an organization that has that is building with exponential growth. Being the top recruiter when the result is attrition and no growth to the check is a tragedy. And what we need to be sure is that we're more mature. Now, when you master recruiting, this thing is not over. When you can go out and put on 5, 10, 20 brokers a month, how are you going to train them? Let's talk about some of the mechanics of this. I would encourage you to write it down, please. And I would encourage you to not veer 1 degree to the left or 1 degree to the right of what I'm sharing with you so that you, too, can be producing and promoting 1, 2, or 3 RSDs a month. Number one, when you sign up a new broker, the first thing you want to do is congratulate him, welcome him to the team, and let him know you'll be back with him, to him, within the hour by email and phone. You hang up and process the application and get the thank you screen. So number one is the thank you screen. Inevitably, people will call me, write me, what does he mean, the thank you screen? When you process an application on your IBO Plus website, using your ICP tools, the very last thing you see when you submit the order is the thank you screen. If you do not see the thank you screen, you do not have an application at all in Ameriplan. When you see the thank you screen, then you have an application into Ameriplan. No thank you screen, no application, no exception. So you get the thank you screen. Number two, you set up the new broker's True Team website for them. Would you believe, after all this, we're still not up to 80% getting this far yet? The real bleeder. It's your check, man. I'm set. It's your check here. You have to set up the new broker's True Team website for them so they have any chance at all of being plugged in. Lost sound on the web. Let me see if I can get the sound back. I wish that we'd just dial in. We should only really do it on for the new broker call. We got sound on the web now? All right. Thanks, Scott. Yeah, listen, we want to go ahead and we set up the new broker's True Team website. This gets him, quote, plugged in to the email portion of our system. So that if you don't reach him, if he can't reach you, if he percolates, falls out, whatever happens, he's at least getting a fighting chance by email to be plugged into the system. Nobody that's not plugged in makes it, okay? So number three, after you set up the new broker's True Team website, is you plug him in. Plug him in. Those of you that are senior regional sales directors or above, and you're using Postmaster as for an organizational building tool and for prospecting, you set up a category in Postmaster for brokers. Every day, you go into your broker support website, you click on broker search for all brokers, then you click on the date to reverse the sort order, and you add all of the new brokers in your downline into your broker category in Postmaster so that you're able to send out personalized, customized emails from Postmaster to your downline, introducing yourself, inviting them to the call, encouraging them, helping them to be plugged in. Now, when we talk about plugged in, you have to understand this is where we're failing. When we say we've got the most room for improvement here, we're not getting getting everybody plugged in. We're not getting enough people plugged in. We're losing 20% of them and not being plugged in at all. And we're not doing a good enough job of getting people plugged in. This is where we could have the most success, not being better recruiters. If you want to be a better recruiter, all you got to do is call your sponsor, find out what's hot, what's not, get in the game and do that. But better builders are going to require better duplication, better retention, and this is only accomplished by helping people to be plugged in. So let's talk for a minute. When we talk about plugged in, what does plugged in mean, and how do you get somebody plugged in? Number one, you set up their TrueTeam website. Number two, you telephone them back immediately. This should still be within the first hour of when you got his Visa card. And you say, all right, congratulations, the application went through. I want to walk you through now your TrueTeam website. I want to take you into the back office. I want to show you the new broker training. I want to show you the conference call schedule. And I want to give you your homework assignment. Three things. I want to introduce you to the back office of your TrueTeam website. I want to walk you through the 10 steps of new broker training. And I want to give you your homework assignment. That's 1 hour. Every new broker that gets signed up has to go through it. And if you won't veer 1 degree to the left or 1 degree to the right, you'll have dynamic success following this new broker training strategy. Set up the website. Get the thank you screen, set up the website, call them back, give them an hour. New broker training, back office of the TrueTeam website. How to plug in. Here's your homework assignment. All about plugging in. Now, when we talk about plug-in, we're talking about attending at least 2 conference calls a week, plus the local regional meeting, if there is one in their area, and the base shop call, the team's accountability base shop call. This is what we said, plugged in. Now, sometimes I try to do exit interviews with brokers that quit. And I've probably spoken to over 100, maybe 500, I don't know, brokers that have quit. And here's what I find. They do not know what it means to be plugged in. And they were not plugged in. It's so rare that anybody quit who properly plugs in. 2 conference calls a week plus a base shop call for the team and the local regional meeting. There is one. Now, you can find that the local regional meetings are in the back office of the Ameriplan Broker Support website. Mechanical things for you to talk about the details with your sponsor. All you have to do is ask. And, of course, that always comes back to call your sponsor. You hear that over and over again, call your sponsor. So you're gonna be speaking to this person, and basically you're giving them the details of what it means to be plugged in. And here's a fact. No one in Ameriplan who's making any money is not plugged in. Everyone in Ameriplan making money is plugged in. No one ever made it in Ameriplan without being plugged in. Those people that are plugged in and follow the proven system all make money. You understand, this is not, there's like no room for compromise here. It's an essential. And then you're going right through plugging in, warm market, cold market, who are you going to talk to, your first big goal, regional sales director, your homework assignment. Now, here's where the new broker training breaks down, I believe, by those of you that are building people and understanding what we're talking about here when we're walking these new brokers through. It breaks down right here when we start to get into the warm cold. This, are you going to talk to people you know or not? Or are we going to get in the lead, you know, the script? What are you going to pitch? Who are you going to talk to? This is where it's breaking down. Basically, let me simplify this for you. And let me help you right here. ask the new broker if he's willing to talk to his warm market. Bob, if I could show you a way to approach people that you know and promise you three things, it's a lot of fun. Nobody's going to be offended about our dental plan. And you're going to make a lot of money. Will you talk to the people you know? Bob is going to tell me flat out, heck yeah, or no way. And we're done. Cha-ching, next conversation. Let me give you the script. Let me show you how to use it, show you how to memorize it, give you your homework assignment. I'll share leads with you. We'll do whatever it takes. We're going to go out pitching this deal, man. You're going to be a fly on the wall listening to me on the phone, dial, smile, and close. All right, we're done there. There's no reason to squeeze this guy about making his top 40 list and teaching him the 5 bullet points and going over the laser system when he's going to tell you straight, I'm not talking, I'm not comfortable with doing it, I'm not going to talk to people I know. Our team notoriously is made up very heavily swayed towards those doing internet marketing. And we know that about 80%+ of the people we sign up, they're not good. They just want to do it from home on the internet. They'll prospect on it. They'll buy leads. They'll do whatever it takes. But they're not going to do that. They might not live in a market for it. They got other excuses, reasons, credibility, family issues, health, whatever. But I'll tell you this. I want to know who we're going to talk to. People you know or people you don't know. Because this is all about talking to people. And, man, this is where the rubber meets the road in new broker training. This is the greatest room for improvement that we have. Who are you going to talk to? Are you willing to talk to? Man, I got more of these people on the internet raising their hands like leads than we know what to do with. Let me give you the script. And then I take them, trutm.net/script. You know, it's the right script. It's got the Zig Ziglar picture on the front. And I said, look, take this thing out in the backyard. Read it 20 times to the trees out loud. You got to do it out loud. All right? And then after you get done, read it once or twice to the cat until the cat gets finicky and walks away. And then when you're done, read it once to your spouse, your friend, or your mom. And I ask them to grade you on a scale of 1 to 10. How did I do with the script? 1 means horrible. You sound like you're reading a Dr. Seuss book, man. And 10 means, goodness, I'm ready to sign up. I didn't even tell you were reading that thing. That sounds so terrific. If you get a 5 or above, call me and pitch me. And I'll share with you the very best prospects and leads that the internet can produce. Because, man, if I got this guy ready to go out on the phone pitching this deal, you can't go wrong sharing with him. Your ministry and others' life will bear fruit. For this is truly whatsoever a man sows, so shall he reap. And when you assist others this way, you will have a phenomenal return on investment, and you'll be producing regional sales directors consistently throughout the month. Now, if I don't hear back from them, say, look, that's the homework assignment. Here's the script. And you need to call me back, pitch me, show me. I'll share with you. I'll take you out. I'll show you how to do it. When will you call me back with this assignment, Bob? Today by 10 or tomorrow before lunch? Don't miss this, because this is where you're losing people and not reaching them again. When will you call me back with this completed assignment, Bob? Can you do it tonight before 10, or do we want to talk tomorrow before noon? Tight follow-up. This is a homework assignment for now. This is about getting the game now. Remember, we already talked about the first goal, RSD. It's now, right? So let's do something now. Now, if I don't hear back from him by the appointed time, I will call Bob back, and I'll say, hey, man, and usually it's voicemail, right? We all know about that. He's not hiding from you. Don't have that stinking thinking ruin your mind. He's not hiding from you. He's out there fighting for survival just like everybody else in America, right? And I'll leave him a message. Hey, Bob, something really important must have come up. I didn't hear back from you. I'm waiting to go with you on the script, you know? I hope everything is okay. I'm sure you wouldn't have missed our appointment for a reason. Call me and let me know you're all right, will you? And I'll get him back on the phone, get him refocused there, and we're working on that script. And then here's what you do. Don't just throw them 10 leads and say, work these. You know, they pitch you, good night, it sounds great, slow down a little bit. You'll have to tell everybody to slow down. You go through all that. You know, say, look, I'm going out prospecting tonight, Bob, from 7 until 9 o'clock. And I'd like to invite you to listen in to how it works. So you can kind of see the mechanics of it all. That's when you're talking about the headset and the flash button and, you know, dialing and smiling, and that's where you're showing them the voicemails, how you leave a good voicemail, and that's where you're showing them, you know, how you're sorting these leads and prospects and how you're dialing and smiling and closing. You're modeling it. He's never seen it done. He has no conceptual imagination of what it would look like being done. So as you begin and take him by his hand and go out on calls with him and show him how it is done, the picture begins to become more vivid in his own mind of what he's supposed to be doing back there in a spare bedroom with these leads and these emails and the phone and the script. And you're showing him how it all comes together with the reality of the mechanics and the disciplines necessary to be successful. Now, you're latched on to this person. And guess how much time you have invested? 2 or 3 hours. Including the first night come out on calls with me. We're not talking about 20 hours here at this point. Because this person at this point, this new broker is either going to step up and go out and pitch the deal. And you're going to know he's pitching it because he's going to be calling you every 30 minutes with questions and comments and concerns and nobody's home and all I got is voicemail and how do you do the three-way again and what's a flash button and what if the guy says this and I'm not sure about that risk and blah, 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 blah. Well, you'll know if he's working. If he's not, you'll hear nothing. Now, when I'm sharing prospects with somebody and I'm giving them, you know, what I paid for, these leads and prospects, and I'm sharing with them, I expect several things to happen. Number one, I expect accountability. Number two, I expect results. And number three, I expect activity. I expect somebody to report back on the leads that I give them. I expect them to say thank you. I expect them to understand I'm sharing something valuable with them and I want to know how it's going. And I'll let them know that. Bob, this is not a gift from Steve and Julie to Bob and Carol here. You know, I'm giving you this to help you get up on your feet and get in the game quickly so you'll have the money to buy your own leads. But man, I want to know how it's going here, you know. I mean, that's food off my table. I want you to three-way me in to every live human you talk to that doesn't disqualify themselves. I suspect to be hearing from you often with questions of how stuff works, this or that. And if I'm not hearing back from this guy that night, and he's out with my 10, 20, 30 prospects, or I'm not hearing back from him tomorrow, I'm going to call him back and say, hey, man, what's going on? I'm not hearing any three-way calls from you. Grandma had an ache, and there were things that came up, and nobody's ever home. No, man, listen, you got to have a work ethic, and I talked to him about working. How many hours a day? How many numbers did you dial? What happened? Is he freezing up on the phone? Is he getting phone fear? Is something, you know, choking him right there? Because let me tell you, either we're going to fix it and work these things together and make it happen, or I'm going into my sent items folder by day 3, and I'm going to grab all 30 of them prospects I sent Bob and snatch them straight back. Because I've got to get a return on investment there. I paid for them. And either I'll work them myself or I'll give them to another new broker who's willing to step up and get in the game. So you can't lose this way. It's impossible to lose this way. You know, when we talk about building people, I want you to try to imagine, maybe you've done this kind of thing before. Maybe you were around and listened to a lot of those live prospecting calls. You have a picture of how this thing works, you know, get on the phone and pitch them the deal. Your new broker does not have a clue. And the only way they will is if you model it for them. No, it's not like if you put on 10 brokers a month and you give each one of them 2 or 3 hours, now you're up to 30 hours. No, they're not all 10 going to step up and even be there for those first parts of the training. They're not. You can't push a rope, and everybody is allowed to percolate. They're entitled to percolate until the timing is more right in their life. Half of them are going to percolate anyway, so it doesn't even matter. I mean, this is what's going to happen. You're just looking for those that are ready to get in the game with your arm extended to them in a handshake of partnership and ready to take them with you by modeling the mechanics of how to work the deal. When you do this and you get involved in people's lives, and they're calling you, man, and they're looking for your cell phone number, and they got questions, and they're three-waying you into people, what you're going to find is that you're going to build phenomenal relationships that will last a lifetime. You're going to see people develop skills. They're going to want to go with you. There's going to be a camaraderie and a team-building spirit associated with that. And every conversation is a teaching opportunity. And pretty soon you're teaching them about reinvesting. You're talking to them about that advertising budget. You're weaning them off of your leads, and he's taking his money and buying his own, and you're teaching them how to go out and duplicate, personally involve himself in other people's lives, to assist them in being successful with these basics. When you do that, you're on the fast track to be a six-figure income earner in Ameriplan. It's a lot of fun to work that way. You know, I don't chase anybody. I reach out to them properly. I give them every opportunity to stand up and get in the game. And if they don't, I won't, but I'll find someone who will, because that's what we do. We're sorting and assisting and duplicating, and that is going to make you a warrior champion with a exponential growth happening in your organization. Listen, I want to remind you where we started tonight at the beginning of this call, New Beginning. We're all coming to the plate right now in a brand new uniform, brand new team jacket, brand new bats and balls, brand new field, new grass, all just stepping out on the field with nothing on the scoreboard. The scoreboard don't fly. It's dry. Zero brokers, zero members, zero RSPs. You know, I'm not talking about your check. Everything you built is yours. You know, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about working how we work from year to year and building with these goals. Won't you decide tonight to be an ace recruiter or to be in the top 10? Won't you decide tonight to win the top producer trip? Move your check just $200 a month. Won't you decide tonight to build people by personally involving yourself in their life for an hour or two to help them get in the game? When you do those things, you're going to have such a winsome year. It's going to be such a victory for you, and it's going to be so very worth it. Well, I thank God my voice held up to this point. I'm running raw here. We're about 2 minutes before the top of the hour. Let me tell you that Julie and I can't wait to see you in 2.5 weeks in Dallas. Please make sure you find us, you see us, you give us a hug. We're going to be there hanging out, just looking to hang on and hug on your neck. God bless you, everybody. Have a great night, and let's make this new year a year of winning. Good night now.
Good night. 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 Good